this Ebola project, captioned Community Stroke Health Partnership for Response to Ebola in the Boko area, was a project we designed somewhere last year, following an advert in the papers by the Canadian Health Commission, indicating that they have from small funds that they normally give out to organizations that are into local community initiatives and probably part of the Ebola activities. So we took advantage of the Ebola component, considering the fact that there had already been some two suspected cases reported in the Boko Hospital, and wrote a proposal under the auspices of the Presbyterian Health Service North. So fortunately, we won the project, and basically, the project has just about four components. One is the purchase of the 35 PPEs, for which we are now demonstrating their use. The second part is the training of the health workers, which was supposed to combine with this one anyway, and we train about 52 health workers. Another part is to train health committees, about 32 health committees in the Binduri, Pusuga, Garut, Mpane, and Boko area. Then the fourth part is the interactive radio discussion in five local languages that has taken place. It's a recorded broadcast that they are now doing, and it's supposed to be backed up with a drama to demonstrate how Ebola can be prevented. We are yet organizing the drama component. And what informed us is the fact that Boko is located in a border area, and based on the experience of the two suspected cases last year, we had to take advantage, because we were told that there had been all five suspected cases at that time in the region, and two or three had come from two from the hospital and one from a private clinic. So that informed us that yes, then if that's the case, we should prepare ourselves adequately, because there's influx of people come from the neighboring countries, as you know, Mali, Niger, where you can name them. And most of the time when people come like that, very ill people, the private clinic will not even attend to it. They will just come and dump them in Boko Hospital. So that's why we decided that then we have to prepare our staff adequately. Also educate the communities to know what they can do as part of community response, and then to prepare ourselves with the equipment in case anything happens. So that is the rationale for coming out with this proposal, which was a grant of $50,000 Canadian, of which the Canadian Embassy provided $34,000 plus, and the rest to be provided by the Presbyterian Health Service.